Live from the Eagle's Nest in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, Joe Madison, the Black Eagle.
On this day, we're talking, what is it, the 13th of January. Matter of fact, 1 week from today, we'll be making history, not just reporting on history. Barack Obama, just about this time, will be heading over to prayer service, and then 2 hours from now, he will have been sworn in as the 44th president of the United States of America, and we'll be there here a week from today. Yours truly, the whole gang, they're telling us that we've got to be in our location, get this, before 4 a.m. We've got to be there before 4 a.m. because the Secret Service is sweeping the building from 4 until 7. So in order for us to broadcast at 6, we've got to be there. And then after our broadcast, 6 to 10, I'll be going upstairs on the roof of the Comcast Center and giving you a bird's eye view of the inaugural ceremonies. And you'll tune in, please do, to TV1. Let me welcome in studio Robert Gatewood. And Gatewood has come up with a great book called Played in Full. Not Pay in Full, but Played in Full. You can go to our website, joemadison.com, to the bookshelf. And I assume it's on the bookshelf, right? If no other book is on there, I know that one's going to be on there because Gatewood is the webmaster. When you see things on the website, or if you want something on that website, he's the guy that you go to. He's been working with my website for a number of years, and we get so many favorable comments about the website. It's changed as the years have gone by. The subtitle of the book, The Marketing Exploitation of Black America. So how are we being exploited as Black Americans in marketing, Robert?
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me on your show this morning. Joe, we always hear about the large amount of money that flows through the Black community. And one day I was driving down the street and I just was overcome by curiosity and say, why is it that we make all this money and yet it just seems to go out of the community as fast as it come in? So I set out on a mission to figure it out. And so I jump in my car, I'm driving down the street, and I say, I'm going to figure out this financial conundrum once and for all. And you ever see these B-type movies where the guy's doing something dastardly and he looks up, he sees a reflection in the mirror. And so as I'm doing this, I jump out of my luxury automobile, and I look in this reflection of myself, and I see Exhibit A, which is myself. I don't see just one me, I see three me's. I see a me that's one's the archetype of marketing, a business executive. I see a me that's the, not the Black African-American monolith, but I see me an individual. And thirdly, and this is the part that scared me, I saw me the consumer. And I saw me with a bullseye right on my forehead. And this is what really got me to thinking. And Joe, I'm not a dumb guy. I've made straight A's in school. I've graduated college, magna cum laude, got an MBA degree. And I say to myself, if I'm a consumer and I'm having a hole in my wallet like a lot of other Black Americans, then it dawned on me that maybe this problem is bigger than just being smart or understanding basic finances. So I set upon to make my mission to figure out what is going on here. Everybody needs to do what they do to help further the cause of Black America. I happen to be a marketer, and marketing is a lot about psychology. And so this book is about getting myself and other like-minded people to do what they do in their area. I'm not a marcher. I've done marches, but I'm not a you do what you do, Reverend Sharpton, Valentine, and the rest of them do what they do. I happen to be a marketer, and it's my mission. I hope to inspire other like-minded individuals to become wrong writers to help us close this seam in the wallet of Black America so that our kids will have a future.
So why, I mean, how is it that we're being exploited? In terms of the market, how are marketers exploiting Black people?
Well, Joe, think about it this way. We, through history, and it's a generational thing. It's not something that somebody just jumped up to yesterday and said, let's go out and market Black people and take their money. Right. It actually dates back to slavery and how we've been some of the same institutions that was making us good docile slaves and conditioning our psyche are still in place today.
So is this one of the reasons you included the Willie Lynch letter in your book?
Absolutely. Willie Lynch, besides being a sadist and looking out for the people of his ilk, he also was a person who thought in terms of generation and the generation of wealth. And some of the same practices that he placed in his well-documented letter, some of those same practices are in place today. And those same practices have been perpetuated through generations of Jim Crow, slavery, discrimination, and so forth. And it's a grip that goes beyond the surface. And it's about marketing. That's what it boils down to. One of the lasting vestiges of slavery has been our susceptibility to villainous marketing practices.
Really?
Absolutely.
I mean, so you're saying that the continuation of marketing that because really, quite honestly, that's what the Willie Lynch letter is. It's really isn't it not a marketing letter?
It's a marketing letter.
To slaveholders.
To slaveholders. He's telling slaveholders how to maintain a grip on the minds of Black people. Not just in the current generation that he was operating in, but for generations to come.
All right, so marketing is about, and you're right, it's about maintaining a grip on your mind.
Marketing is all about the mind. Anybody who understands marketing knows that marketing is about psychology.
All right, hold on a second. We'll come back and find out how, again, this exploits us as a people. And how do we break that grip?
Absolutely.
Right after this with Robert Gatewood. It's a brand new book called Played in Full, The Marketing Exploitation of Black America.